Interview with Praveen, conducted by Pankaj Zahir. Tell me a little bit about yourself. Like, introduce yourself. What are you studying? When did you come to the university?
I am Praveen. I came to university in 2012. I joined JNU as an MA student. And in 2014 May, I completed my MA. 2014 July, I joined JNU as an MPhil candidate. 2016 July, I completed the MPhil, and 2016 July, I joined JNU again as PhD student.
And where are you from?
I am from Warangal district, Telangana.
Okay. Tell me a little bit about your home. Like, who all are at home?
So we are three siblings. I am the youngest one in the family. The elder sibling is my brother Ashok, and next to him is my sister. She is Vijay Rani, and I'm the younger one. And we three are siblings, and my father, my mother, and my grandmom. Three of them stay at home,
right.
And my brother stays in a town. My sister also stays in a town. So both of them are settled, and I'm still struggling to study and settle.
Okay. So we'll be talking about the seat cut movement, and this will be the last that I speak of it. Other than that, you give me the details about what happened. So firstly, start with how much were you involved, and how much was so you are part of BAPSA, right?
Yes.
So how much was BAPSA involved? Were you involved from the beginning?
In the seat cut issue, BAPSA was involved right from the day one.
Yeah.
So as soon as we got to know that the academic council meeting is going to happen on December 23rd and also on December 26th, we were very much vigilant about the 23rd December AC meeting, and we also came up with a poster that said that, you know, we must join the AC meeting protest. And we stated that why the AC meeting is important. We stated that the May 5, 2016 gazette was already there in the public domain, but it was not there in the public discussion. And JNU as a university was not at all discussing this. And the JNU AC meeting that happened in October 2016 also did not discuss this about the May 5, 2016 gazette. And some of us were aware of this, and we did a mass campaign for the 23rd. And then we joined the AC meeting. Towards the evening of 23rd, the AC meeting members who went to the meeting, they had come out, and nothing concrete was decided.
Right.
So 24 and 25 are again holidays. Only part one of the meeting was concluded, and part one is basically the academic matters. And in the part two or the part B, it will also be it was decided, it was scheduled on 26th. We came up with a poster again for the 26th AC meeting, and we also campaigned for the mess, and we also campaigned in the mess halls. We also distributed leaflets, and we then went to the protest. So some of the organizations like ISA, SFI, which was in the union, they claimed that the part B meeting was not at all important and necessary. And the then union members did not attend that meeting. We some of the people who believe in social justice politics, we went to the AC meeting hall, and of course we were not allowed inside. We were protesting outside, and so our opinion was that the part A minutes or the decisions will be finalized in the part B.
Right.
So this was our opinion.
Hmm.
So therefore we went on the 26th.
Hmm.
So when we went on the 26th, there was one counselor. He is Mrityunjay. He was representing School of Life Sciences then, and then he was also a participant in that protest. We did call the JNUSU General Secretary and JNUSU President then. Both of them did not attend the call, and the JNUSU counselor then and the members present over there. We unanimously decided, we decided that, you know, we will take a step ahead, and, you know, try to take the protest one step ahead. And it was only then that some students decided to open the door in the sense, basically the security guard was guarding the door, and somehow we managed to barge in. And then once we managed to barge in, then the AC meeting was going on, and the moment we all went in and we were giving slogans, the VC abruptly got up and then he left.
Okay.
And so basically we protested because of three reasons. The gazette states some things like there are three main components in the gazette. One, seat cut. Second, research supervision cap. So the UGC gazette dated May 5, 2016 states that every professor can get only 8 students, associate professor can get only 6 students, and assistant professor can get 4 students for PhD.
Mm.
Assistant professor 1 for MPhil, associate professor 2 for MPhil, and professor 4 for MPhil. But interestingly, there is no committee report by the Government of India, there is no committee report by the UGC or the MHRD or let's say the ICSSR, which states that, you know, professors can guide and assume the professorial class can guide only certain MPhils and certain PhD students. There is no report.
Yeah.
But the UGC came up with this recommendation and JNU and other universities accepted this without any logic. So this was the first point in the gazette. Second point is the 50% compulsory qualifying in the written examination.
Yeah.
And the third point is 100% viva.
Yeah.
So the second and third point, they categorically discriminate SCST OBC students because you see reservation policy is a product of the struggle of social justice, and in the Constituent Assembly debates also reservation was debated for a long time. Jaipal Singh Munda presented his view, Ambedkar presented his view, Sardar Patel opposed OBC reservation, and there were a lot of opinions from a lot of corners. But the point is, you know, Constitution was written for almost 2 years, 11 months and 18 days. And majority of the time in the Constitution, the representation question was debated for the longest time.
Yeah.
So the UGC Gazette, the point number 2 and point number 3, the, you know, 50% compulsory in the written examination, 100% viva. So both of these two points categorically discriminate SCST OBC and minority students.
Yeah.
And you know, if you look at the Supreme Court of India verdict that came in the 1980s, specifically 1981, there's a specific case called Ajay Hasia versus Khalid Mujib Sherwadi,
yeah,
in which Justice Y.V. Chandrachud and others, they gave a judgment. The judgment states, it was a five-member constitutional bench. The bench stated that, you know, viva cannot be more than 15%. This was in the year 1980s.
Yeah.
And today in 2016 and 2017, the UGC brings a gazette. Towards the end of 2016, JNU implements this. And in 2017 academic year, JNU actually follows this. So precisely because of all these three reasons, understanding the idea of, you know, education as an important element that will upgrade or uplift the Bhojan section in,
yeah,
total, so we decided that we'll go and protest.
Yeah.
And as soon as we barged in, the meeting got closed, and teachers went away, the vice chancellor went away, all the officials went away. And towards that evening, we came up with a reporting that came into the mess halls. And we also did come and campaign in the mess halls that we did this. And on the same day, we again issued a notice stating that, you know, tomorrow there will be once again protest.
Mm.
Stating that all these points are there, that the seat cut is going to happen. And also the 100% viva and 50% you know, qualifying in the written examination, the anti-student policies. So we again gave a notice. This protest was on 27th.
So when you say we, is it the students who barged in or is it BAPSA?
The students who barged in.
Right.
So they comprise not only BAPSA.
Yeah.
United OBC Forum students were there, and students who belonged to socialist politics,
hmm,
but do not belong to any party, even they were there. So even DSU members,
hmm,
Dawa was also one among the students who was suspended, and Mrityunjay, obviously, who was the JNU counselor representing,
hmm,
the School of License. So we all gave a call for the 27th. So when the call for 27th was given, everybody was aware, and on 27th when we went, we tried to give a representation to the vice chancellor's office, but he did not take in the presentation. Later that representation was taken in the evening towards 7 o'clock. So when we were protesting, the protest happened, and we were waiting for the delegation to meet the,
yeah,
officials,
yeah,
but the officials were not meeting the delegation. So it was on that particular day, 27th, that we decided to block a plaza gate.
Okay.
And when the vice chancellor and other officials were trying to exit, we blocked the plaza gate. It was then the registrar or it was then the rector accepted the delegation.
Hmm.
They then took the memorandum, and on that particular day, towards evening, let's say dinner time around 8 o'clock, we also got to know the news that, you know, nine students were suspended and two students are treated as ex-students. So the nine students who were suspended were like two are from Baksa, Bhupali and Rahul, and Birendra and I were considered as ex-students of the university. And Prashant Nihal and Dawa Sherpa and Mulayam, Shakil, Prashant and Mutunjay, all these people were considered suspended students. So they were suspended.
So explain to me this, like why were you considered an ex-student?
The security report wrote that I'm an ex-student.
Okay. But so you were a registered student.
I was a registered student.
Yeah.
And so on that day evening, again, we sat down and then we issued a poster stating that tomorrow they protest against the suspension. So we distributed the leaflets and there was a protest on 28th. In suspension, the protest was at ad block. So many students had come for the protest that day. And towards 27th, on 26th only, the JNUC General Secretary, then JNUC General Secretary Satrupa Chakrabarty wrote on her Facebook, why did these people enter the academic council meeting? And
meaning the
people who barged into the ACA meeting. And she was demeaning the mode of protest that the students took over. And she also made a mockery of the students who went into the AC meeting. And she quoted some particular lines, I'm not remembering them exactly. But she made fun of those students who tried to take a protest call. And but the JNUC did not have any later remorse, or they did not regret, or they did not have any guilt of what they said. They did not apologize to anybody also later. And so then on 28th we protested against the suspension. So after we protested against the suspension, it was very clear that, you know, the then JNSU, that was the Left Unity led by ISA and SFI, we understood that they are not interested to fight this seat.
Yeah.
And
can I just pause you there? Just